Secretary Rogers.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
Oh, I just had breakfast with Mike, incidentally, this morning. Went very well. He seemed to be, he didn't say it, but I think he's very much disapproved of the Muskie line.
Good.
I mean, he doesn't, never says anything. But anyway, the other point, which he did not raise, but I'm just reading the news summary on the Irish thing, and I'd, my feeling last night, which I think you share, is that it is so hot that while it might make a few points with us to domestically and all, I know the pressures that I think if we play a rather statesmanlike role of not trying to exacerbate this terribly great problem, because it's really unconscionable what these people have done. I mean, we can, burning down the damn embassy and the rest, and Lynch wanting to come over and all that, and I understand. But I think if your line could be one that not trying to make political hay out of the issue, and that naturally, you've met with the Irish foreign minister. We're interested in peaceful settlement of these things and so forth, but it's not a problem that we're going to exacerbate by trying to influence it from here. It's kind of like them getting into our problems with the Negroes,
Oh, sure. Well, what I thought I would say is that we were, of course, at the request of these governments, we talked to the foreign minister and to the ambassador. They're both friends of ours. We have very good relations with them, and obviously we're deeply concerned about the tragic events, as they are. We have no intention of intervening. We certainly aren't going to condemn anyone or anybody. On the other hand, we did indicate that if we could be helpful, we would consider it. Certainly if they're private American citizens that could play a useful role, that's a possibility, but we have no intention of intervening. Something along that line.
So that the ball really is on their side of the net. If they want help, why?
That's right.
Yeah. I don't think that'd do any
harm. Well, I'll call Lord Grobman and tell him about what I'm going to say.
Right. And if he, if he has strong feet, I was trying to think again what I had told Ethan. I just simply told him that on this and as a matter of fact, I used this and Rhodesia as an example. Because I said, look, we are not going to embarrass you. We're going to try to, be as reasonable as we can. And that, so I don't want to be in a position where we are, frankly, breaking that. I didn't know how it would come up, but I said, we're not going to embarrass you on this issue.
Yep.
That was all we said to him.
Right. Well, I'll be careful about what
I'm doing. So if you can hit it in that spirit, okay?
On this Russian poet that you're seeing, I think I sent a memo over yesterday. I hope you got it. You got to be careful. He's slippery, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, I tell you,
we had him in Vietnam, very strong.
We agreed to see him a few days ago, apparently, but I'd, there are a lot of our intellectual friends, Garment and all. I thought we ought to see him.
He's trying to publish his book over here. That's what he's selling his book.
Where I'm going to say anything to him.
Don't have your picture
except in Russian.
Okay. All right, Mr. Fred, thank you. Bye.